It's the Tiltcast, episode 212, Rock-a-Dongle.
Rock-a-Dongle.
And this week we talk some Destiny,
Swingin',
Grand Theft Auto V,
Helicopter,
Rust,
Spinning,
and side-scrolling games. Stay tuned.
Come back to me, I'm your friend.
It hurts when I'm out.
And we're back.
Oh my god! We're back! We never left.
We kind of did.
We did? Last week.
A bit.
Tired and cranky.
a little bit long show.
Holy fuck. If you survived that four hour show, man.
On top of that was after a 24-hour stream, too, so that's part of it, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was tired and cranky. I'm a little less tired and cranky today. Little less.
Just a little?
Yeah, I kind of got addicted to something.
Yeah, so about that, we'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jason, and right in front of me is Nos.
What up, guys?
To my left is Rusty.
Hi.
And we are short and Earl this week.
We are. I think this week, though, we're not going to do a mega show.
Well, I think this week he had to, you know, he had to make up this week for last week.
Yeah. I don't know.
We did kind of run long.
Kind of. Well, I mean, we had a lot to talk about. I mean, this is the week. It's actually one of my favorite weeks of the year, especially after podcasting now for going on 5 years. January is always my favorite week because we get to relax a little bit. There's nothing really coming out this month.
Yep.
If anything does, I'll probably put it off to February because I want to catch up on the stuff that I didn't get to play a lot of last year. And I think that, like, even some of the, like, new release stuff, or not new release, but, like, pre-release alpha stuff or pre-release beta stuff that I didn't quite get through or get a chance to check out, these are the weeks that I do it. And so getting a chance to kind of get through some of this stuff is kind of a joy, to be honest with you. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, I've been leisurely taking my time with Far Cry. I haven't progressed very far in the story. I'm just going around collecting shit and taking out towers.
I think it's a good game. I think the only reason it didn't make Game of the Year for us or anything like that is that, to me, it was just more Far Cry. And not that that's a bad thing.
No,
Far Cry is just good. And explaining a couple other things. Like, there were some games that didn't make it on that list that only a couple of us played, which even didn't make it into my top list. Like, there was the whole thing with South Park Stick of Truth, remembering that at the end. But the thing is I didn't remember it until the end. I think if Rusty had played it, I think it would have probably been on his list.
Maybe, but I'm not... maybe. I'm going to say maybe because I've heard a lot of really great things about the game. It just...
Realistically, it should have been in our top five, I think.
Yeah...
But that's the beauty of these lists. Like, they're not exact. We're not a science. We're not, you know, a magazine that publishes stuff. You know, we are a small podcast that does this for the joy of it. And, you know, that was a list of things that we played that makes us a different listening experience than a lot of other major podcasts, just like Banner Saga being on the list. I think Banner Saga was one of the most innovative games that I'd seen in a long time, using hand-drawn art to... a good effect to where it worked the whole idea of Oregon Trail plus a game that looked like old school Disney animation.
Yeah.
It was too pretty to not put on that list. And then you had games like Divinity.
Well,
I'm the only one that's really played a lot of that, and I keep getting stuck on a couple things. Mechanically, a lot of people really like the combat. I do too. But there's a couple of things that would make it as an honorable mention on my list because I still need to finish the game. Even after having 120 hours of the game, I still haven't finished it. It's really 260-hour campaigns that I've gone through.
But. When you look at it, and it's on my personal list, and now that the episode's been up for a week, I'll be posting all of our lists.
Yeah, we ought to just let people know what we were doing. But
yep. But really, when you look at South Park, as good of a game as it is, really the only thing it would have had going for it to get to the top of the list, or into the top 10.
Underpants Gnomes?
The humor at all.
But games are about an enjoyable experience. Yeah. And
when it comes down to it, you know, it's not hugely innovative or anything else. You know, a lot of the games on our top 10 are creating something really new.
And that was kind of the stipulation. And I know that we used our crazy ass scoring system of what we wanted to have on there, and it was extremely opinionated. Looking at some other like top 10 lists, I was actually just looking at a top 10 list for another publication, and we had none of their games on our list. Like Dark Souls 2, I think could have been on there. However, I don't. So Dark Souls 2 is made by the Dark Souls B team, and what I mean by that is it wasn't the original guy that designed Demon's Souls or Dark Souls 1.
Yeah, no.
It was some people that had worked on both games, but with a different director, and I think the original director did a better job of the level design, and what I mean by that is everything focused on a central hub and then worked its way down or up, whereas the second one used the bonfires to teleport you around, and I think that destroyed some of the So, like in one, once you get towards the end, you can do the bonfire hop, but making it available right off the bat made you do less exploring.
I can agree with that. And, I don't know, it felt a little bit more difficult getting around.
I think, the basic enemies were harder.
Yeah.
But the bosses weren't. And the boss fights weren't as memorable because they weren't.
I can agree with that.
Technically that hard. Most of them. I'm still having trouble with one of the DLCs, and I put it down because I got frustrated because it wasn't that it was technical.
You know,
it wasn't a real difficulty. It was just like there are too many things spawning that have too much health that there isn't a real, like there are mechanics to getting around it, but it felt so tedious. I was just like, I don't want to really play that.
The first four bosses in the second game were just, and it's part of the reason I haven't. I know I need to finish it and return it to you, but it's part of the reason I haven't really picked it back up in lieu of other games, is that you hit the first four bosses. They're really not mechanically hard.
Yeah, it just...
You know, I didn't even die to the first two, and I know I was way under-geared for them.
I'll say this, and this isn't me, like, boasting, but I didn't get the You Died achievement first.
Yeah.
When I was playing it on the PC. And granted, when I was playing it on the PC, I'd already gotten halfway through the game. But after knowing just a little bit of mechanics, I didn't get the You Died Steam achievement until I was more than halfway through the game. And it's because I wasn't having that much difficulty with it. Which, like I said, like some of the monsters were hard and some of it was a little bit of a surprise. But I knew when I needed to back up. And it just... Yeah. I don't know. Like, I still feel like it's a good game. Like, when you compare it to everything else that came out last year and you compare it to a lot of other games, it's still, like, a solid top-tier game. It's just the bar is set so much higher with the game before.
It's more a top 25 than a top 10.
So I'm hoping Bloodborne, when it comes out, I'm going to be super hyped about that. Unfortunately, you guys don't have PS4, so you won't be playing it, but... Yeah. Well, I know Rusty won't anyway.
Rusty won't touch it anyway.
No, I wouldn't.
I'll probably Twitch stream that when I play it.
People
watch me die.
And there were some other things that didn't make it in our top 10 that other people had, like Watch Dogs.
I don't know that made it to a lot of people's top 10. I wanted to make it after playing it a lot. Like, it wasn't a horrible game, so it's not. Its only fault was the hype. Especially when you have better games that do that open world so much better, like Grand Theft Auto, like that was the game to play. The story in that is a lot more solid and more invested. And actually, like, I don't know, I think the thing that's nice about Grand Theft Auto 5 is it's the whole, you know, crime doesn't pay, but we're going to give you an interesting story, kind of like a Breaking Bad kind of story. And it felt like it was really fleshed out, and it's like... You know, like it or hate it, Grand Theft Auto is one of those series that does innovate a lot on that genre, the open world thing, to the point where it is very much Godfather or Breaking Bad or whatever, and I just felt like it fleshed out those characters a lot more than
you're
giving it credit for.
Yeah.
It made them caricatures of that genre, that archetype, you know?
Yes.
Like, each one of them is a total caricature. Like, fucking Travis, like, you know, crazy, cracked-up meth head. It never really exactly says that he's a meth head, but, like, he's got, what, the buddy that's cooking meth in that one place?
Of course. No, he cooks.
Oh, did he cook?
Yeah. He had that the safe house that he cooked in.
Right.
Like, he had the whole lab and everything, yeah. Yeah,
this is my kitchen with, you know, the 3-week-old noodles that he ate and then threw up.
He was very much a later, like, if you made Walter White a redneck...
He was nowhere near as smart as White Walter White.
No, but...
He just had some street smarts, and he had enough crazy for people to not fuck with him because he had been so lit up for so long.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, as far as... at no point in that story do you feel like, I want to be any one of these characters. It was just really entertaining fleshing them out and watching what happened and watching the result. Well, so what's the name of the characters? You got Travis, is the only one I remember. Is it Travis?
Uh-huh. No. Trevor.
Trevor, yeah.
It's Trevor, and then what are the other two guys?
Then Michael.
Michael, and then... Oh. It only makes noise once.
Gotcha, okay.
And then what was the last one? It's not Lamar. Lamar's his buddy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
I'm drawing a blank because my brain's not working well.
Oh, my God. Characters. You've got Michael, Trevor, and Franklin.
Franklin,
that's right.
That's right.
Franklin, too. Like,
it has been a while.
Like, you start off, and he's repoing cars with his buddy, and his buddy's an idiot. You know, he's like, I'm going to be the thug, gangbanger, whatever, and we're going to start doing these small-time crimes and make a lot of money quick. And Franklin's like, fuck this. Like, I can make money legit. I don't know what your problem is. And everybody you help is got that fucked-up moral compass where they think this is what they need to do. Yeah. It's like the crackhead lady that you help out with him that needs... like help with the tow truck and all that stuff. Uh-huh. Like there's even a little bit of story fleshed out there. And it's just he gets sucked into a bigger thing that like he's almost like the Jesse Pinkman of the story. Like, he did a couple of like small time things a long time ago. But he's not really a bad guy. It's just he just got sucked into something and then became worse than he was.
He didn't really become worse as much as he gets sucked in and he gets to idolizing this
Michael,
extremely wealthy ex-thief.
Right.
Sees the money that the man made, and he wants a little piece of that, and he sees that as his way out of the hole he's in. So he strains his own moral compass to make money.
Well, and it's just interesting is at no point, like it's extremely self-aware to the point I feel like it's not, and I'm not trying to like totally defend it, but I just feel like it's smartly written. You don't want to emulate these people. You don't want to be what they are. No, this is just a really interesting gangster story of like the fall of several different people. And I really like the whole switching between characters thing. Not as much in the gameplay, but how the story progresses. You switch out. And I was remembering it after I was playing it this week, where it zooms up on the map and then moves over.
Well, I mean,
it's so fucking cool.
It's very much that buddy cop comedy movie. And that's exactly how it's written.
But it's not a buddy cop.
Buddy crime.
I'd like to see Rockstar do a buddy cop game. Like in the vein of something like Lethal Weapon or something like that. I think they could do it.
They could probably do it, but I don't think it's gonna be anywhere near as fun.
Like,
I mean, the reason why people play GTA 5 or any of the Grand Theft Auto series is so that they can kind of live out the criminal fantasy.
Right, but you also had L.A. Noir.
Yes, but...
I like that game.
You may, but...
I really like that game.
I liked it, but I'd like to see a more modern setting.
I like the Noir setting.
The Noir setting was all right, but... Goddamn those eyes, man. Those fucking eyes. Those soulless eyes staring into, staring at me.
I just felt the pacing was a little bit slow because of the noir setting at times.
But I guess...
I'd very much like to see the Lethal Weapon type or the...
Fast-paced, flying by the seat of your pants, having to innovate and get out of situations might be kind of fun.
Breaking the rules a little... blowing shit up.
Lots of blowing shit up and lots of 80s music, I think, would make that over the top. Lots of synth rock going on. Synth rock.
Freaking, we're going to get some hair bands in this bitch.
You know, and a little bit of... They say I'm crazy, don't they? Mm-hmm. They say I'm crazy? Well, I am crazy. I'll take this pistol and I'll put the barrel in my own mouth. you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, channeling my inner Mel Gibson.
Uh-huh.
And where are you channeling that mullet?
And fail. Fail horribly.
You know, but it's kind of getting back on, like, that was my whole thing with this week, was, like, getting into stuff. And gaming was some of those games that I hadn't really got to play, and I had started playing more Grand Theft Auto this week, mostly because I was having some issues with another game.
Uh-huh.
And really enjoying it. I was like, oh, this is a really good game. I'm actually playing this game and liking playing it. I played a little bit more Diablo. Diablo Reaper of Souls is fucking fantastic. Had a lot of fun with that.
If you weren't burnt out on it already.
No, I can play that anytime.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just kind of briefly go through this. I wanted to give everybody... You know what? Before we get really deep into games...
What?
I know this is just...
Oh, you're gonna drop that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We're all on diets.
Yeah,
that was the big thing that happened this week.
Not quite on it yet, but... What
the fuck does that mean?
All right. So, your diet first.
I'm just eating a shitload of meat and
vegetables.
Yeah,
you are. Yeah, you are.
Losing weight.
So you're on, like, a freaking high-protein, you know, Atkins-style diet.
Yeah, pretty much. I just had a roast tonight.
Fucking roast, man.
And then what I had before that is I took some jalapenos and cut those up along with some green beans.
Yeah, don't rub your eyes with that.
Yeah.
With that on your fingers.
Garlic. And what else was in there?
Jalapenos.
Something else. Another vegetable. Like green onions. And I just mixed that in with a little bit of, like, sausage.
Okay.
And then threw in some, like, red pepper and some paprika, and then just mixed it up, and it's actually, like, a really decent spicy dish. Like, you have to get really innovative when you're eating only meat and vegetables, but it works. It gets really boring for breakfast because you eat a lot of eggs and you eat a lot of bacon, so you get really good bacon. I'm going to make some, like, jalapeno poppers later this week where I'm just going to wrap bacon and jalapenos. But, yeah, it's a pretty damn decent diet. I remember when my friend came over a couple weeks ago, looked at my fridge, and I was already kind of prepping up for it, but I just wasn't quite started because I was about to do the gaming thing and all this other stuff, and he was going to eat like shit. He's like, you have a really manly fridge. And I was like, thank you. And he's like, yeah, there's just meat.
Meat and cheese.
And green vegetables
and
some cheese.
You don't need cheese.
Not a lot of cheese. I had some chili, and I'll add cheese to that for some extra flavor, but my chili is just meat and, like, chilies and a little bit of cheese.
Well, you know what you do. Get you some, like a mild cheddar or something, or Colby Jack block. What you do is you go ahead and pre-slice that block to go with your breakfast every now and again.
Here's the thing, though. Cheese slows down my diet like nobody's business, so I try to stay away from it if I can help it. It's only when I need it to basically, not spice something up, but spruce it up. Like chili, by itself, can be pretty decent, but I really like cheese in my chili.
Yeah.
And if I'm not going to put crackers in it or Fritos, then I'm going to be putting some cheese in there. So.
You know, another good thing you could add, I don't know. I don't know if you can find it anywhere else, but Sam's Club has these real bacon bits you can use for other shit. It's actual real pre-cooked, crumbled bacon.
Well, you know, you can take bacon and you can just... You could just take, like, four of these, like, thick slices, take a real sharp knife and just, like, slice it up and cook it.
That's so much work.
It's not that bad. And then it's fresh. And then you get a little bit of that grease in, mixed in with, like, your green beans or something. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, about that.
So, you know, that's been my diet. What have you been doing, Rusty?
All right. So this is what's going to happen here.
It's going to happen is we're going to attract all spectrums of everybody who eats stuff.
Pretty much.
So the man diet's over here, and then what are you doing?
Don't even go there. All right, so I've been kind of worried about, you know, eating healthy and shit like that, so I
was looking... You ate a bunch of baby carrots the other night, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I had baby carrots and hummus.
You know, baby carrots are not actually very good for you.
No.
Because they're like, they process them and...
They process them and they soak them in sugar water. I understand, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I understand this shit. So this is what's in the works. It's not quite 100% yet, and I don't even know if I'm going to really go through with it, but this is the idea. Crystal, Jason's wife, is decided that after watching a few shows on veganism, she is going to try to get me to go not vegan but vegetarian. So basically, yeah, that's a lot of vegetables.
I can tell you all about how to do fake and bacon.
Fake and bacon, really?
So, embarrassment for myself.
Okay.
I was vegan for 2 years.
Oh.
And decided not to do it anymore.
How's that an embarrassment?
I brought a tofurkey to Christmas, and my dad laughed at me.
Well, you what?
I brought a tofurkey to Christmas, my dad laughed at me.
How, do they make tofu in turkey form?
It's called a tofurkey. It's like this weird tofu process thing that you bake for less than half the time that you make a turkey for. And then it's a tofurkey. And then my dad looked at it and was like, what the hell is that?
I'm envisioning like this cube. This
it looks like a giant little ham. No, it's not that big. It's like yay big. So like the Rock and Rust.
Okay.
Like about half the size of the Rock and Rust.
Okay.
If you've ever played Rust, you know he starts with a rock. And a dongle.
We're not going over. Oh my god. Rocking a dongle.
But
that's gonna feel lopsided when you walk.
No, you're just seeing jingle jangle as you run.
That's just wrong, dude. That game, everything about that game is fucking wrong.
Anywho. Sidetracking. Did you see this? You probably didn't.
I saw the picture.
I said, what the hell am I playing?
Yeah, exactly.
I looked at my shadow. I turned up shadows all the way. I was playing Rust, and I'll get into that in a second. And I looked down, and you can see your shadow. I got a dong shadow.
I think
I'm surprised that it didn't get flagged on Steam. But I got a dong shadow. I just flagged it that friends could see it, so maybe I wouldn't get in trouble. But he's totally got a dong shadow.
Yeah. Indeed, what are you playing?
Well, you know, when you look at your character sheet, it's all great. It's all, like, pixelated out, which is awesome.
Right, and then you run around. But you can turn that pixel shit off, don't you?
Why would I do that?
No, I wouldn't want to, but I'm
sure
somebody's
the other humans, I'm sure that's a good thing.
That Russian saying, come back, I am your friend, he probably had that off. You know that, right?
I'm curious about the physics. Who was doing the physics on that?
And how much time was actually spent going, okay, we need to make a shadow for this.
Well, and then when you run,
does
it just spin?
Helicopter dick.
I can fly! But anyways, back to tofurkey. It's a real thing. It serves about 3 or 4. I didn't even like it as a vegan.
It's like 3 times the size of a can of Spam.
It smells kind
of
like rubber.
Okay, so no, see, I'm not going to do that. I won't do that.
Well, my fiance at the time brought it with us to Christmas. I was living in Kansas City, and we drove down, and my dad was like, you guys can have that.
Yeah.
And we ate it because we were trying not to eat anything that had meat byproducts in it, which was everything.
See, that's why I'm not going vegan. See, veganism requires you to not only
watch what shampoos you use.
Yeah, you have to cut out all, you know, all meat and all meat byproducts and all
cheese.
All things that can be made by an animal. So eggs, milk, stuff like that, that's gone.
And baking gets really interesting.
And then you can't use any oils that had been processed with animal byproducts. You can't wear anything that used to be an animal. So you can't wear leather. You can't wear wool, stuff like that. And then, of course, you've got all of the, it basically takes vegetarianism and then adds a
Zikao.
Yeah. You become a
Zikao!
You become a zealot for, like, animal rights if you go, vegan. That's why vegans have superpowers until they have something. And they lose that superpower. Milk. Anywho. No, I'm going vegetarian. My rule would be, with vegetarianism, I'm going to allow things required for baking. So
you're not going to go like pescatarian and do the fish or anything like that,
right? I'm, you know, I will allow things like milk and eggs, but you know, but outside of that, there's, you know, I'm not going to do anything outside of that. Like, I won't do steak. I won't do.
So some of the dangers that I will tell you that will still make you fat, because my fiance blew up like a cow after a while. She ate a shit ton of bread, and she ate a shit ton of cheese.
Right, so...
And she started doing that, like, and it was fake cheese, but the fake cheese still had a lot of, like, crap that doesn't even... It doesn't even, like, fucking process in your body. Like, the fucking vegan cheese is fucking horrible.
Right.
No, so, but even with cheese, if you eat a lot of bread and cheese as a vegetarian, you still gain weight.
Right, of course. So those things are going to be, you know, in moderation. Of course, I'm not going to sit there and eat like a, you know, a pound or two, a pound block of cheese or anything like that.
I think she's going through like 2 pounds of cheese a week after a while. She's
very stressy. I can't even do that because I'll be stopped up for 2 weeks. What I'll end up doing is I'm allowing myself the stuff that, you know, that's required for baking, basically because, you know, pancakes is one of my favorite things, and I'm not willing to give up pancakes. So. Sure. But outside of that, basically all of my meat portions are going to be, you know, traded out for, you know, plant protein portions. I would be, instead of burgers, I'd be doing Boca burgers. I actually talked to the...
black bean burgers, actually, not too bad.
Yeah. I talked to the grill at school and said, if I bring in Boca burgers, will you cook them on the grill for me? And they will. So... I've got that all set. I'm not on that yet. I plan on having the biggest steak possible just before doing this because I want my last thing to be something absolutely epic.
So you go to the Sputter, spend about $65, and call it a meal.
Yeah. Well,
have a couple beers while you do it.
That's another thing with, you know, with going vegetarian, you know, there's a lot of stuff, you know, that
fish bladder would not be not, vegan. Yeah, fish bladders aren't vegan.
Right, so...
Guinness is not vegan according to vegans, which pissed me the fuck off.
But
I was vegan for a whole... I was vegan because the person I was with was vegan. Just being honest. And then I couldn't eat anything with meat in it. It became a breaking point.
Yeah, well... I mean, you can't. You have to actually watch vanilla, for instance.
Right. Like, you have to have anything real vanilla.
Anything that's flavored vanilla, it's got to be true vanilla bean. Otherwise, which you'll end up with freaking, what is it, beaver freaking anal secretions or something like that. You know, supposedly.
Why to ruin vanilla ice cream for me?
Yeah, that's supposedly the artificial flavor for vanilla. If you don't know that shit, look. If it says all natural. You know, natural flavoring. Yeah, you're even beaver butt. So, go for vanilla bean, and that's it.
So, speaking of that, you're doing that, and then what's happening to Jason?
Okay, so Jason doesn't even know this yet. Jason has a problem. What, you know? What is the one thing that you put on just about everything that's cooked? Come on, be true to yourself.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and a little bit of pepper. I mean, salt, like a mound of salt and a little bit of pepper for...
No.
Oh, yes. You don't know how often we have to fill in the frickin' grinder. You go through a lot of salt. So what's going to happen to you, sir, is you're going on a reduced sodium diet. So...
That look.
That look.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, all right. I'll be honest. The salt is a bad habit. It's a bad habit I picked up from my aunt.
Yes.
Mostly because around the time that I started living with my aunt was also the time I started developing the acid reflux very badly. So instead of using jalapeno sauce and, you know, some of the more exotic seasonings for my cooking, started using more salt and pepper because it reacted with acid reflux less. In fact, that's why I don't eat a whole lot of jalapenos or even bell peppers anymore.
But you gotta try, I know, like, the Mrs. Dash stuff isn't too bad.
To a point, you gotta be really selective what you season with it. I mean, like, it's all right with chicken and pork, but, like, beef?
Nah. Yeah, see, so Mrs. Dash is gonna be one of those things, I mean, it's not really salt. There's nothing about that that's salt.
I know, that's
what... It's supposed to, like, try to trick your mind into thinking that it's salty, but it's not. All it is just a different set of seasonings. No, what...
My mom made me do it when I was a teenager, because I had a lot of salt, and then we ended up just... Mrs. Dash with everything. She just took salt out of our diet.
So, yeah, well, we're not going to completely get rid of salt, but we're going to end up doing a salt substitute for you. We just got to find it. Yeah, that look. I looked up the salt substitutes online, and it's supposed to be a little bit better for you. It's got like potassium something or other in it, so you really can't go too heavy on it. But it's
I'm fine with trying a substitute.
You gotta listen to this though. The just about every review that I've seen for this salt substitute says that it kind of tastes like tin.
Yeah, it tastes like metal. I won't be so hot on that.
He just goes around looking tin.
Well, he might. After a while.
After a while, Jason's going to just start biting on a penny.
If he starts getting into this, he'll be like, okay, man, I got to have my fix and just rock up to a freaking shed and go, it's salty.
What you really have to watch out for is all the little bitty salt packets.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna have to steal away all of your salt packets.
I don't have salt packets.
Yeah, you will after this.
Yeah, it's like yeah, you will. Now, the whole idea behind it is just like what Justin's doing is, it's just to lose weight and feel a little bit better. And after after meals, I run into situations where I feel like I don't eat. I forget to eat. Like fucking, was it yesterday? I think
it was yesterday.
I forgot to fucking eat all goddamn day. The only thing I had was two donuts and a glass of milk. That was it for like the entire day.
Yeah.
So I ran into a situation where those donuts were only there because it was a smoke break on the game we were playing, and I felt the need to grab the milk, and donuts just go well with milk. So.
And the donuts happen to be there because.
And those donuts are fucking.
The company I work for actually buys donuts for the employees every Friday. Somehow, we get fresh daylight donuts around 2 p.m. for second shift.
So the deal worked out.
I always end up having to take donuts home Friday nights, because nobody else will take them. And I'm like, eh.
You poor person.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say, but I just wanted to see what you guys were actually doing. I didn't realize you're gonna do a low sodium for him.
Yeah. See, that's the thing with for him it's. He's never going to give up meat. He's, if I said, you're going vegetarian, he would be like the first person with a picket. And he'd be like, I'm going to eat a cow. I'm going to eat a cow. So
he wears cowboy boots. I just can't imagine.
I am a member of PETA, and that is people eating tasty animals.
So, yeah, it would never work for him. So we understood that. But when it's, we have a burger night. Basically, we'll make burgers, and for the last, 3 years, it's been turkey burgers instead of actual hamburgers. Just cutting down the, the red meat just a little bit.
Well, we actually try and make it sound like we eat a lot of red meat. We actually don't.
No.
We actually eat a lot of turkey and chicken.
So much turkey and chicken that I get tired of turkey.
Usually at the house, the only red meat I get is ground beef.
Yep.
For me, I don't eat anything other than red meat, which is kind of sad sometimes.
Right. Well,
all I eat is beef and pork. After I need to go the other way.
After a bit, though, I run into a situation where I feel like after having a meal like that, I just want to just go take a nap.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
my energy level is terrible.
After your initial start in the Atkins, the first 2-3 weeks, start doing chicken for half your meals. You'll be all right.
Well, I mean, I lost like 85 pounds last year, and I've gained about 15 back. But in doing that, I didn't eat all red meat. Like, there's a big part of that where I was getting some very expensive protein shakes as part of my filler. The bigger thing with that is just remembering to eat a lot of vegetables. Otherwise, you just don't poop. And that's important.
Yeah, you do got to have the fiber in there. But, you know, the chicken is actually not as hard on that area as the red meat is. So if you start, you know.
But the other reason it works for me, and I'm not going to go like health show on everybody, but I'm hypoglycemic. So, like, I have some real issues with sugars and carbs anyway. So this diet is one of the few diets where if I eat simply vegetables and meat, I actually feel way better.
Yeah.
When I eat chocolate, I get really fucking thirsty. Like, I didn't realize I had an issue until about 2 years ago. I was watching a bunch of people, and I was giving them all this candy, and I just started eating a lot of the chocolate, and I'd start sweating like crazy. And I get really dry mouth, and then start getting lightheaded, and it's like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And come to find out, I have a whole history of hypoglycemia in my family. It's like, oh, fuck, maybe I need to stay away from that shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a diabetic.
No. No, not at all. But yeah, Atkins is the way to go. I know I would lose weight on it, but the rest of the household,
you can't have everybody eating that much different. Well, it'd be really fucking expensive.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean,
Atkins is cheap.
It's only, you know, well, doing vegetarian, you know, if you get the freaking tofurkey and the, you know,
that
and
stuff's
the,
not cheap either.
And the fake shit, you know, the fake meat, basically. The processed stuff, that is way expensive.
It's like,
but if you just go with whole foods and you go with whole vegetables and stuff like that and do bean soups, and you know, you've got a couple different options where you can do, you know, not just salad, but you can do a whole bunch of other stuff. You can do veggie pastas and stuff
then
like that. So
after your initial few weeks cleanse on that, you can actually introduce a meat protein once a week to keep yourself from going.
Well, another reason why I decided to make the rule for eggs and milk, basically the stuff that that's required for baking, is that I already use Muscle Milk as a protein supplement. So, and that's whey protein, and I wouldn't be able to do that if I cut out milk. So, I mean, it's one of those things. It's not, you know, it's, you know, the Atkins diet, you can have a cheat day, basically. You can have a day where you can have a, you know, a piece of bread or something like that to, you know, to curb that craving, because I know you will have a craving for bread at some point.
A little bit. I really don't eat that much bread to begin with. The only thing I crave is beer. So tomorrow I'm going on a beer tour.
Okay. So the only difference between beer and bread
is one tastes good.
Is water.
Is water.
More water.
And flour, basically.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, what was beer back in the day anyway? It was bread dipped in water with yeast.
Yep.
And it was basically a meal in a mug. I loved it. If I would have been back then, I would have loved it. But I don't, I'm not that old.
What I'm doing is, I got a friend of mine wants to kind of celebrate, like, a lot of things. Like, she's gotten a lot of promotions with what she's doing.
Sorry.
And anyways, and so what I got to do is, we're actually going to go on a beer tour of all the different places we used to drink. Me and her used to work some shitty jobs.
Yeah.
And we've been friends for a really long time, and it's kind of recently refound her. And she's like, hey, we need to do something to kind of celebrate, like, being friends for so long. We've been friends since, like, 2003. And obviously both several years older than when we first met, and I had a lot of things change, and she's like, we just need to go on a drinking tour, so that's all we're starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow until, I don't know when, but we're going to go drink quite a bit.
That sounds...
We're just going to bar hop to all the places we used to go to, but we're doing it in the middle of the day versus the middle of the night when we used to go, which will be kind of interesting, because we also don't want to run into some of the same crowds that are still doing it 10 years later.
Right. Right.
Now, we used to go to a couple of hipster bars way back then. We used to go to Dead Town way back when.
Wow.
Which is now Downtown Lounge, and we used to go to Kaz's all the time, but I'm not going to Kaz's at night. Although you may start there, so I don't run into all the people that all the fucking hipsters that go there now.
Yeah.
But they also have a bitchin' beer selection on tap. As much as I hate the place. So that's kind of one of the things that I'm doing tomorrow that'll be my only Atkins cheat this week. Which, for one reason or another, I metabolize it pretty quick. So as long as I don't actually eat a bunch of shitty food afterwards, I'll be all right. And I got roast. That's what I'm going to eat as my food afterwards. And I got a shitload of water. So that's what I'll be cleansing with afterwards is roast and water. And then probably a healthy dose of video games.
Healthy dose.
Until I know that I'm not going to have a hangover. And if it gets too bad, I'll call up my friend that's a doctor and have her bring me another IV bag.
Tap it.
Saline stat!
Tap it.
Which she has done for me before. But, yeah, if that ends up happening, I'll see if she'll bring me an IV bag.
Dude, seriously.
What?
The text. The text, man.
But, so, anyway, so... This week, we all played a game.
Yeah, we played a... Well, all right.
We all played a game, so...
I had thought about this. This game came and said, okay, I want to play Destiny. And all I had to say was, I want to play Destiny. And Justin was like, well, I could play Destiny. I've got it on PlayStation 4. And I'm like, I got an Xbox One. So if I find it on sale, I'll pick it up, and I get a Facebook message the next day, and he's like, I picked it up. I'm like, well, fuck, the pressure's on now. He's already got it on PlayStation, so I know he picked it up on Xbox because he wants to play. So ended up picking up Destiny and started playing Destiny with Justin. I'm playing a hunter. Justin plays a Titan, which is pretty badass. And then somebody across the table from me is like, I like that game too. I want to play that game too.
It's actually, I wanted to play Destiny, but I knew that you weren't going to pick it up. Because you said so vehemently.
Well, the reason why I said that is at the time that I said it, I didn't have an Xbox One. At the time I said it, I said, I'm going to go PC Gamer Master Race, and I'm going to pick it up on PC when it comes out. And then Bungie says, nah, we're not going to do that. Or, it's not in the foreseeable future, basically, and we're not going to do that. Because Bungie, seriously. So
getting away from Microsoft complete.
So, what I would like to... You know, what I said I wanted to do is just get it on PC, but it's not going to happen. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this game before nobody else is playing this game at all. And, you know, get kind of at least a group experience out of it. And, of course, Destiny is best played with friends because the random people that you pick up are, well, you know, not saying anything about the gaming masses. But it just seems like my luck has been very fucking poor. So, I'd done a strike with a dude that basically sat over in a corner and just, you know, beat his putt and died and beat his putt some more and died some more. So, we two-man to three-man boss. Because this dude fucked off for whatever. He had 8 kills in the entire strike, 8 kills.
Jesus.
And I'm like, what the fuck did you do? It wasn't, he was underleveled. Jesus. It was a matchmaking thing. So, I mean, he was.
But by the time we got me leveled up enough last night to do a strike, I at least had 60.
Right. You know, at least you could shoot a gun.
Yeah.
This guy was like running into a wall going, Dave, I am humping this crack.
So, yeah, so actually interesting events led up. So Justin worked out some coupons.
Coupons. Yeah, see.
And other stuff.
That. I didn't even do that. I ended up getting boned on the deal here.
And bought the game for like $30.
Yeah, and then you worked out some coupons.
And then I worked out some coupons. Traded in like 10 games.
Right.
And 10 Xbox 360 games that I probably won't touch never again.
Yeah, the Xbox 360's not even hooked up anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
True. So,
well, there's still the one in the office, and I will hook that one back up for, like, you know, the wife's nieces and nephews come over.
Right.
We can hook that one up, and then we can get Dead Rising 2 going on both. Or Borderlands or something.
Yeah.
But the amazingly enough, found out Call of Duty Black Ops for Xbox 360 is still worth $10 on trade-in.
That's fucking amazing. I'm still mind blown from that, because that's what it's Black Ops 2. You've got, it's like two or three generations back.
You got Black Ops. Then it was Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 2. Ghosts, and then Advanced Warfare now, so, yeah.
I don't even know. I mean, it was a decent game, but it wasn't, like, groundbreakingly awesome.
Apparently people still play it.
Well, apparently people just don't trade it in.
Okay.
Because GameStop is like, I'll pay you $10 for this.
Versus the normal $2 for everything else you turn in.
And as much as it was a gift, Justin, I got $22 for Sniper Elite 3.
Fair enough.
You know, a game that I really want to buy on the Xbox One again just to play back through it and see if it's still as glitchy as it was on the 360.
I think it's only on PS4 and 360 and PC. I don't actually think it's on Xbox One. It's not.
I'll see.
It wasn't as groundbreaking as I wanted it to be, which is why I didn't even make it on honorable mentions, which is why I didn't beat it. But there's some really cool shit in it. It's just, it's little pockets of cool shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But the, and then, you know, turned in GTA 5 because I figured if I'm going to play that again, wait for the price to drop a little bit for the redone version and buy it for Xbox One.
Well,
you know.
And like Rusty was saying, he's like, oh, I'll play it. And then I ended up saying, well, I need to find a way to get it on Xbox One. So I ended up I spent way too much money at the game store and grabbed a $20 coupon plus traded in Bound in Flame, which I was an hour from finishing and didn't give a shit about, GTA 5. And I think that was it. And I think between those two... And then Batman on Wii U. Batman on Wii U, the newest one, doesn't run very good. And I just got the new graphics card, and I tested it out a little bit and played some of that this week, and I was like, this runs fucking perfect.
Right.
Why would I play it on my Wii U? Because it runs at like 20 to 30 FPS on the Wii U versus, you know, 120 FPS unlocked on mine, which at some points it just even cranks up past that. It's just like, we don't have a problem. Just resync it so it doesn't look weird.
Right.
So, it just, you know, the, because, you know, if it slows down 40 frames, you're going to see a little bit of tearing. Yeah, so
right.
I went ahead and got it and got the expansion. This is the second time I put faith into this game, and then I decided to install it, and I had an adventure with that.
You're the only one, too, because we were able to figure that out. There's an update that came out today. I'm not even sure what the update fixed, but...
Well... I was frustrated to no end because I bought it on Wednesday. I don't know why I didn't buy it sooner, but I bought it on Wednesday with all the intent in the world of getting ahead of everybody and then just running people through shit. And that didn't happen. I spent the entire day checking out indie games on my PC while stuff loaded on my Xbox. And so I loaded it, started the game, which takes like 25 minutes to fucking install, and then started trying to play it. I pressed A to play, and then I would just get the little loading thing on the right-hand side. Just did that in an infinite loop, and I was starting to get pissed. I left it there for like 10, 15 minutes. I was like, this is not working right. So I uninstalled it, reinstalled it, cleared the cache, Uninstalled it, reinstalled it, cleared cache. Uninstalled it, reinstalled it, cleared the cache, and then held down right bumper, left bumper, and pressed down, which is another force get into the game. And what I wasn't getting was a patch that had to start the game. And so it said, I found a forum post that's on Reddit, of course. Couldn't find anything in Bungie support. Couldn't find a phone number for Bungie. On Reddit, I find a game post that says, play another game for 30 minutes. So I played Grand Theft Auto 5 for about 2.5 hours. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to have fun actually playing video games today. And that made it finally work, and it installed. And about 1 o'clock in the morning, I started playing that on Wednesday night, and then I had to work the next day. Which, I was like, fuck, man, I had all this time to play this game, and now I don't. But in the interim, I did try out play a few more games. I played a lot of Rust. They updated the graphics engine. Actually, it's really good right now. It's just there's damn near nothing to do.
But before you get too far, so I ended up with my trade-ins and the coupons you told me about. That, the expansion, and $5 down on Last Light, $24
is See, what I spent. You got the best deal out of all of us, because I ended up having 35. To buy it. I bought it digitally because I was, you know.
You spent $70.
So I spent $70 on it, you know, but I couldn't find a fucking deal, and I didn't have a whole lot of, you know, games to trade in. All the games that I had were fucking old as dirt and fucking worth nothing. I even looked at, like, trading my Xbox 360 until they said that, you know, they laughed at, you know, they were going to laugh at me and give me the price for scrap plastic. So, fuck that shit.
Told you it was a bad idea to trade it in.
Yeah, well, I of course, I looked at it. I didn't actually do it. So, yeah, they want to give it, you know, GameStop will give you $20.
Not worth it.
Yeah, so
sell it on Craigslist.
Yeah, it's not worth doing.
You can get $100 off Craigslist for an Xbox.
Right. So I mean, I'm gonna keep it just because there's a couple games that I want to be able to play again that aren't on, like, you know, that Stick I don't have on Xbox One and I don't have on PC.
Stick of Truth.
Well, I played Gears the Original this week.
Well, what I'm probably gonna end up doing is I'll probably end up picking up Stick of Truth. Eventually, it will go on sale on Steam. Eventually, it's just been.
If you had paid attention on the Christmas sale, it was on for like $13.
See, I didn't have it on my wish list, so it didn't pop up. But and I didn't have a whole lot of money during Christmas because reasons.
yeah.
But yeah, you know, the big thing with my experience with Destiny after picking up, buying it, not having an issue with having to clear cache or anything. It just loaded up for me. Just I didn't fine. Either. I like the game a lot to the point where it scratches the MMO itch that I've been having for a bit without really being an MMO.
Yeah.
Now, the biggest issue that I'm going to run into is I'm going to want to raid. And there's only three of us. I know there's a couple people that actually play this game, but I don't know them well enough to raid with them. And the only thing, there's matchmaking for everything except for raids in the game, so therefore you have to have six friends that you know to raid with. Found a solution for that. There's a couple websites out there that is Destiny LFG, looking for group. And you can coordinate your raid times with them and do pickup group raids with them.
But needless to say, by the time I logged in, you guys were in the mid-teens.
Yeah.
Got me up to level 10.
He was in the mid-teens. By the time you logged in, I was like level 23.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's not a horrible shooter.
After level 20, if you've never played Destiny before, after level 20, it's all gear dependent. So you end up picking up gear that has a light stat, basically. Oh my god, that reminds me of the non-existent story.
I could tell you about this game, but I'm not going to.
The cinematics are like, I could tell you about the catastrophe that destroyed the world, and then I say, but I'm not gonna. And he continues, and all of the bad things that's happening, and I say, but I'm not gonna. And never in this game do they actually tell you what the darkness is. So I went off on this a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the whole story of Destiny is less than paper thin.
It's not non-existent, almost. It is... there's no reason for the cutscenes other than, you know, other than this bitch told me to go here. You know, and then they tried. That's the thing. There's so much that could be done with this. And all of the, you know, all of the pre-hyped shit. Now I can see why the, you know, this game is probably the biggest overhype of all of the games that, you know,
The biggest difference is it's actually, despite all its flaws, it's still pretty fun.
It's still fun. It's a fun shooter, and it's, you know, it's got some decent RPG elements.
The thing that's a draw for it for me is it's the same, like, adrenaline rush that people get from PvP and, like, Call of Duty, except it's co-op. And you, it's just the whole appeal of doing, like, hard mode in, like, Gears 3 for me. Fucking love it. This is kind of the same thing. You can scratch that itch when I want to do something like that and mindlessly do, you know, a big boss battle with friends, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Which we had some fun big boss battles. And Jason didn't even experience the really fun ones.
Right.
Not yet. No.
Shoot,
I ain't even on Mars yet. I'm like mission 2 Venus.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, well, you didn't actually get there, but the strikes, those are legitimately fun. I actually found that was really enjoyable. We still need to do the Mars strike
together.
Yeah, we need to do those because I haven't actually done it. Now, I'm thinking about this game because I've been playing, you know, I played after you logged off. You're not even level 20 yet. I'm level 25 now. And I picked up a legendary sniper rifle, which is freaking amazing. And I really, really enjoy, like, the fact that it's a game I can pick up that if I fuck up, it's my own fucking fault. I'm not going to run into somebody that's camping. I'm not going to hate life and all people who play fucking, play like fucking Call of Duty. it's a game I can log in, do a couple missions, and you know maybe get a piece of gear or two, and then log off. You know, and that's the biggest thing for me. I needed a game that I'm going to be able to play, and play with friends while I'm in school.
Yep.
And this is really my last game until I. Finish this semester.
It's over.
Because right around that same time when the semester is over, I guess when that's right around the time that Witcher comes out. You betcha.
Well, we got stuff like, you guys may not be as excited, but I am from playing it. Like, we got Evolve coming out soon, which I think would be a really good actual game for getting people together to play something. But anyways, I mean, I had some fun with it on PS4. Again, the fun of Destiny is not playing it by yourself, but playing with friends. I could play by myself a little bit, which I probably won't do as much.
Playing by yourself is pretty much just a level grind. Like, I just played it a couple hours today just to grind a couple more levels for the next missions, you know.
But, I don't know. Like, I don't know that it still would have made Game of the Year, but it is a good time filler.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the best game by any means. There's still some flaws to it. The weapons are still kind of... you've got four different types of weapons, and that's pretty much it. But for what it is, it's a decent shooter. If you like Halo, you'll play this game, and it's pretty much Halo. It's a
slightly different structure on what they did with Halo, because Halo essentially was the same thing where you could opt to play co-op but you just had more story.
Right. Well, where Halo has story, this game has none. Like I said, I was going off about the story or lack thereof.
And we were talking about the light and the dark. Light is the good stuff, and dark is the bad stuff.
Well, to be fair, all of the creative writing team that was part of Bungie
didn't talk to each other.
Is 343.
Okay, so you're saying that all of the people who technically made
everybody who wrote the backstory to Halo works at 343.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that. I mean,
no, that's true.
343 originally just did multiplayer maps.
Yeah. Well, they after the Microsoft sale, that was the part of Bungie that broke off, and they started with the multiplayer maps. They actually wrote the story for Reach. They actually wrote the story for 4. You know, where the stories really evolved.
Reach was okay, but I don't know, I'd say 4 Reach was the best story.
I'd say
4 story was kind of mid.
I'd say Reach was the best story.
Right, well, that was the best.
Those two are the most story heavy.
Yeah. Reach was actually downright, I don't know, like tear jerking in a couple spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a tragedy.
Well, you know, when you watch.
You're playing a tragedy.
Yeah.
You're playing a piece of Shakespeare, basically.
When you watch a sniper shot go through one side of Cat's head and out the other.
I kind of wish that would have been one of the ones that was remade. That game is really good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Give it some time. They'll squeeze some more money out of Halo.
But
the big thing with this is I really wish they had done more with the story. I'm sure that there's more backstory to it if you look at the Grimoire stuff or if you go to Bungie's website or something like that. I mean, the Traveler is a ball. I mean, they made it sound like the Traveler is going to be a great thing, but it's just a ball in the distance. You don't even interact with it. You find a shard for it at one point, and then it disappears, and that's the last you see of it. And, the darkness. Yeah, I was likening the darkness to the nothing from the Neverending Story.
Yeah.
So the nothing. The nothing is something.
Right.
Therefore, it's an oxymoron. Right?
Right.
If it does something, which is, it destroys creation and makes it nothing, it does something, therefore it is actually a noun. It's a big N for nothing, therefore it is something.
But
this is a big D for darkness, so what the fuck is the darkness?
A really decent game.
Right.
Okay, alright. So, with tendrils that come on your shoulders.
So, with that, you said you played some more Rust. They upped the graphics.
Yeah, they updated the graphics engine, but it's not... It just didn't feel like a very complete game. I died to wolves a couple times. I started to build a house. Looks really great. The animations are really cool. I feel like there needs to be more objectives or something going on. It's not a very big team, but it wasn't feeling complete enough, so I kind of put it down. A buddy of mine was playing it, Travis, that was running our server, said, hey, just look at it. They've changed some things, finally. It's worth downloading the updates now. Okay, so, crank down the download for it. Checked out the updates. Yeah, the graphic engine looks way updated. It looks almost like a next-gen game. Lighting's awesome, et cetera, et cetera. But it's still a lot of...
There's a lot of hackers still in that game, right?
They've really fixed some stuff with the anti-cheat.
Okay.
So I didn't really have any problem with that. And there's some PvE servers, so the idea is don't touch my shit, or you'll be banned.
Okay. Who's enforcing that, though?
I don't know. But I didn't really need... I actually didn't run into anybody. I played it for about an hour, just seeing what I could do. Most of the time, just hanging out in the dark, trying to chop down trees and watch the sunrise while I'm still chopping down trees and finding metal and wood and all this other shit.
Instead of Rust, I ended up playing 7 Days to Die.
7 Days has a lot more going on for it. There's just a lot more to do. There's that game you can play for 24 hours and still be having fun even though you're tired of shit.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons that I ended up being one of my beta games that I'll still go back to, or alpha. I played some other games. I played Endless Space, which is like Terraria in space.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They've improved some things. Mining on that game is fairly interesting. They've updated how they do stuff, so you have different upgrade paths to go through to get different things. And those upgrade paths, you start off with like earthen gear, which you basically just use rocks, dirt, plant matter, and then something else, I think clay or something like that. You use like four materials to make all your gear, and then you research science points by putting so much of that stuff that you're mining into other points to upgrade for more gear. I just ran out of time playing it because I wanted to try several different things. So that game's in a decent state, but still missing something, an objective more or less, right, and more enemies to solidify that objective, and it needs a melee weapon really bad because the weapons that you can make just don't kill enemies fast enough. I felt like I was getting swarmed too quickly, and the upgrade path to get the stuff was taking me way too long, so I was dying quite a lot. And basically what happens is you die is you have to create these things called fusion cores. You create those are lives. You put it in this life support pod, and then it has so many lives on your screen. Takes a lot of materials to make one of those. So if you die, you lose one of those. Once you start lose all those, you start losing everything you've mined.
Oh, shit.
So everything's in your pack, you start losing it. And there's like a hardcore mode with permadeath, etc. Again, it looks pretty cool. There's a lot of good things going on for it, but I think it needs more objectives because you still start on the same planet every time. Still in alpha state. It is a team of, I think, two or three guys, but they've done a lot to it over the last several months.
Yeah.
Played some more Starbound. They're apparently in the middle of a huge quest update. So Starbound was, again, kind of another Terraria in space. You start off with a spaceship. You can pick, like, one of four different character classes. I think you got, like, a fishman, a robot, a human, a plant man, and a bird man. So five classes, I think.
Uh-huh.
They all have their own unique ships. You have to provide fuel in the ships to go to different places. But it never really enforces you to build a base because you can teleport to your ship and have all your crafting stations there, then teleport back down to the planet to do things. They're adding like a teleport feature between planets, which I think will help out a little bit because the biomes are really interesting. They got a lot of really interesting biomes on these. It's got a random world generator that will create a different biome for each planet.
Right.
So you don't land. You just teleport down to the planet from your ship, and then you got to find coal to make your ship run, which is kind of goofy.
Coal, because steampunk.
Right. But supposedly they're adding a lot more mechanics for the combat. The combat's a little bit reductive. It's just, you can get guns and things like that in jetpacks, but you start off with a big old broadsword, which is weird.
You're flying around in a ship, but you carry around a broadsword. I can't really say much. I mean, the Predators came around and they had, blades on their arms, a fucking spear. And in a pinch, they would pull out their plasma gun. So, I mean, that and they had a bomb, so.
Right. But.
But they had to blow themselves up to do it, use it.
Starbound and Edge of Space are still very, very different games. Even though, like, the concept is same, like, side-scrolling crafting game, the idea in Starbound is not so much crafting as much as it is the exploration. Whereas Edge of Space is very much building a base and finding a way to survive, but you don't have to have food or anything. So, like, a lot of survival is, I'm trying to get down this upgrade path, but I'm getting down this upgrade path to do what? Same as Starbound is, I need to get food to eat, but you can get food from monsters, so you can, or aliens, so you can pretty much just harvest aliens and stay alive that way. It's not really that hard.
Okay.
Like, both of them have very basic systems, where Terraria is summon world bosses and fight those bosses with your upgrades that you find through basically mining and dungeon crawling on a tube, basically a 32-bit side-scroller, which, that's where Terraria is, like, so complete, because it is such a good game. And none of these games really kind of add up to that. And they're always going to get comparisons because they are 2D side-scrolling crafting games.
Exactly. They're all going to be compared to Terraria, which is one of the, Terraria is the only of those, one of those games that I actually really enjoy.
I really like the music in it, too.
I have Starbound.
It's Starbound's not ready yet. But when they do this next update, I'm gonna update everybody and say, hey, this game's kind of ready to go, or more playable, because it still feels kind of pointless. It's like even jumping on the bandwagon with side-scrolling crafting games. I played Darkout. Out of all of them, Darkout definitely looks the best. It is like a 128-bit side-scrolling.
Okay.
2D platformer, but like it has some like really realistic fire effects. You can change your mining squares to like 1 and 3, and then you have a darkness level, so it's like pitch black plus a 2D scroller. I kind of got stuck on the crafting, not knowing exactly what to do. And again, it's another one of those games that's also in development, but there seemed like there was a lot to. You crash on a planet. It has like a real 3D cinematic too. Like there's a lot to the graphics on this game.
Huh.
You crash on a planet and you have these light levels that you have to deal with. Like if it's too dark, things spawn. And you see like a little dark portal open up and like enemies spawn out of the dark portal.
Dark.
So, dark out.
Dark. Yeah. Darkness.
Darkness, yeah.
Light.
So you have like this energy torch that you use like a melee weapon to kill basic stuff. And then you have a pistol that requires ammo that you got to craft.
Okay.
But, and you got, you know, armor and all this other shit, but it's just, like, it's still missing something. Like, I got stuck on my upgrades. I didn't know what to do next, but I know that it's one of those things that, hey, they haven't really written much of a tutorial for this game yet, but, like, there's audio logs and all this other stuff. Like, there's a lot of surprisingly good ideas that aren't fully fleshed out in the game, so that it's still not a complete game. It just, out of all of them, it really has a cool aesthetic, visually, and I really like it.
Huh.
But... anyways,
so yeah. The entire time that you're going through this, I'm actually thinking, man, it would be really possible to play 7 Days to Die right now.
there's certain I'm not a big fan of any of these crafting games. I'm like, there's only a couple that I will latch onto. Like I completely missed Minecraft, just missed the boat on that. You know, and
I got in like. Maybe 6 months after it had been a thing, and one of my buddies was like, hey, have you heard about this Minecraft thing? And I was...
I don't even remember exactly
how I figured it out. I just saw it, and I was like, oh, yeah, so for $8, I can donate some money to be part of this thing that might happen, and then it just ended up exploding all over the place.
Yes. Well, I'm now seeing kids playing it on little freaking iPads.
They got Pocket Minecraft.
You know, the freaking Pocket Minecraft. What's... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... like, that thing exploded, and I just completely just let that ship sail, because, fuck it. You know, I don't...
I still play it.
There's people that play that game and do incredible things with Redstone, whatever the fuck that is. But, I just let it happen. It's cool to see, but meh. I really, really like... I really got into Terraria to the point where I could get everything except for the last boss, and then I stopped playing it because the multiplayer on that really blows.
It got better.
Well, it used to be IP addresses and connecting that way, and they just need to integrate it with Steam and be good with it. But the improvements to those types of games are really, really awesome once they get going. And I knew Starbound was going to be something that would eventually come into its own. But the way that I got it was like right when it got into early access.
I think I got it on like a 2-pack special, and I just gave you one.
And you gave me one.
I think
yeah.
I gave you. I might have gotten a 4-pack special because I think I gave it to you and John and somebody else.
And it was basically pointless to play at that point.
It was. I think I also gave it to Ren.
Yeah.
So, if I didn't, Ren, I'm sorry.
But the big thing with this is I'm going to go ahead and say that my current most excellent thing with crafting games is 7 Days to Die. And I will play that game.
That has a really deep crafting system.
And I know that crafting system like the back of my hand now. And what they're going to be doing with it, with the new update.
with the mini bike?
Well, you'll be able to create a mini bike, which you'll have to create an engine, a chassis, and you have to be able to make fuel for it. And so it's going to have a fuel tank that you're going to have to carry gas around. And that's going to be interesting. There's also the multiple different qualities of weapons and armor, which will add a little bit of extra oomph to being able to create better armor and, you know, and do upgrades to that type of thing, which is kind of neat. I play that game mainly for the crafting, and as I'm sitting here right now, I'm like, that house that we created with the castle that we created next to it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about how hard it would be to transfer all the stuff over and then create a second wall around it with, you know, with basically a zombie trap. So that...
Well, I was looking for an auger when we were playing it because I wanted a big old build or dig a big old trench around the whole place and then just fill it full of spikes so that they would fall to their death on the spikes, or just dig the trench so deep that they would fall to their death.
Right.
Which is actually really deep. You got to dig it way down.
Yeah, well, I'm fine with that. But, dig into the center of the fucking earth as far as I'm concerned. But, yeah. What are you showing me? The time. Face?
The time.
Ah, the time. So, man.
We are trying to be brief this show because the last one was so long, and we're not doing that.
So this is what we're going to do. What we're going to do is, now that I'm done rambling and we're done, you know, talking about nutrition and bungee games and crafting games, we're going to go ahead and take a break now, and we'll come back. We'll have some news and talk about some other stuff.
So we'll be back.
And we're back from our break.
Oh my god, back for break.
Oh my god.
Armageddon.
Pretty quick break, though, too.
Son of a bitch.
Well, we're trying to get Rusty out of here so he can go to class in the morning.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, we record on Monday night, so...
For some reason, I stacked all of my freaking shit on, you know, on Tuesday morning. And I regret that decision greatly. Greatly.
So we're going to pick another day to record, but it'll still be released on the same day.
Yeah. But, you know, for this, basically, we're going to jump right into news. News on the quick fast.
And I ain't found anything.
So. You really can't find shit, seriously?
Well, no. Smite's going to be on Xbox One.
Smite?
Yep.
Smite, I watched a fuckload of Smite on Twitch. You know, there was a competition going on, and it looks okay. I don't know if I could I can get into the... I don't know. Can you change the camera angle? Because most of what I saw from Smite was the was the announcer view. So they were bouncing back and forth, and most of what I saw of gameplay is behind the, you know, it's like third person camera behind the back.
I would always. You never played any Smite, did you?
No, I have not.
On PC, you could a little bit. You could up the angle a little bit, but to do your skill shots, you still want to be right behind your character. So, I don't know. Like, I'm one of those people that bought into it way, 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 way early, and so I spent $25, and the idea, and I hope this is still going on, is that all the characters that they release going forward, I would have access to. So, basically, I spent $25 once while it was still in beta stage and got access to everything on PC, and I felt like that was a decent enough buy. Still probably put about 100 hours into it. But then just stopped touching it because Ren wasn't online anymore, and me and him are the ones that played Smite, so...
Right. And I basically refused to pick it up because I was big into Dota, and...
Something we got to get back into, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah.
This is the month to do it while we're playing things like Destiny.
Right.
But, yeah, I thought that was a little bit of news. I know there was one other thing that I wanted to talk about real quick before we got into the bigger story.
Okay.
Microsoft had an announcement on how they did their streaming service.
Yep.
So it might be a little bit more difficult for us to stream stuff if we start doing any kind of ads on our site. The big deal with it, and I'll just kind of read exactly what's going on with it. Basically, says Except as described here, you can't sell or otherwise earn any compensation for your item, including through advertisements in the item. This means that you can't charge money in exchange for your item or post it on a site that requires subscription or other fees to view the item, or post it on a page used to sell other items or services, even if they have nothing to do with game content or Microsoft. Can't use game content in an app that you sell in an app store. And what I take that to mean, unless somebody can find a loophole for me, is if we post this video on our site, that we can't be using the streaming service via Microsoft, which is actually extremely easy to use.
Right. Well, that throws up that's basically something that goes right directly against Twitch or being able to throw up anything that has to do with subscriptions or anything like that. I mean, you can still record stuff and throw it on YouTube because YouTube is free, unless you run ads, which it's kind of iffy as to what you can do with that. I know that currently most of the streamers on Twitch get around that by using not the Microsoft streaming service, but capturing the game itself using a video capture card.
Well, yeah, they can't do that if you're not using their service. Oh, that I'm gonna have to download this mod. Skywind, have you guys heard about that?
Yes. Is it done?
Here's Sheograph.
Well, no, I mean, I've seen some of the stuff for it. I mean, we've been talking about Skywind for a while.
About 8 months or so.
Yeah, I mean, since, Skyrim came out, there's this, group of people that have been basically creating a mod to turn Skyrim into Morrowind. And they've done a fantastic job. The last time that I saw anything about it, they had gotten the details and the continent mostly done, and they were working on getting the quests and items in. Yeah, that is a massive undertaking of absolute love. And
if you look up TES Project Renewal, they're still working on it.
Yeah, they're still working on it.
Yeah, it's not done.
Yeah, I kind of figured, being that. That is such a massive undertaking that it's going to take a bit for them to do it. Yeah. So that's the Chitlin armor.
Chitlin armor. Not Chitlin armor, Chitlin armor.
But it looks freaking pretty. It's, it's what everybody really wanted was an updated version of Morrowind, which Morrowind was my very first, introduction to the Elder Scrolls game. I did not play the DOS games at all. I didn't have a computer back then, that could do any of that. But I mean, that was my very first Elder Scrolls game, and still one of my all-time favorite games. Though I picked it up and I had forgotten how much reading there was
in that game. Yeah, because there wasn't a lot of fully voiced anything.
Right. I mean, there's just everything was, a giant paragraph in your face with a couple clickable links that will open up different dialogue options, basically. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, looking at it right now, this is extremely attractive.
Yeah. And it's extremely huge. So, one of those things that I've been watching, but not, I'm not ready to jump on that ship yet. I want to see what they do with it. And as soon as they have a working version of the game, then I'll go ahead and, I'll put that mod in. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to voice that?
I don't know.
Because the Morrowind's, Morrowind game didn't have a whole lot of voice to it. So if they voiced it and just put the dialogue options in there, then that would be great.
Oh, that would be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Voice dialogue.
I don't know. It'd be like Elder Scrolls Online while it was on beta. They had Microsoft Sam voicing most of their characters. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. But that's really all the news I had. I didn't have much.
Well, I've only got a couple things. I've got
Let's see. We have Shadow of Mordor gets nominated 5 different times for the Game Developers Choice Awards.
Got our number 5.
Yeah, it's it is gotten the nominations for Best Design, Best Narrative, Best Technology, and Innovation Award, and there was one other one that I am not seeing, but that that's a lot, for a game that's. Yeah. How is the story? It's still kind of, it's not Destiny paper thin, but it's still kind of thin.
It's extremely thin, but it's wisely thin, because
you don't want to have the book nerds going freaking apeshit crazy over this. You don't want the movie nerds going apeshit crazy over it.
You're treading a very sensitive line there.
Really? Oh, God. Is that Torment?
Yep. Looking better than ever. It's the newest installment. It's also the other thing that was being kickstarted while Wasteland 2 was going on.
Uh-huh.
Same guys in Exile. It's their next RPG that's in development, which looks fucking fantastic. Super fucking excited.
Yeah. That screen, that dialogue screen that takes up the entire screen.
But a lot of text-based dialogue, which was very common with Wasteland 2.
Right. I mean, Wasteland still had that, still had a couple things to it, but I didn't mind the text-based dialogue in that, as much. There was still more action than text-based dialogue. Let's see. I've got a couple of things here. Let's see. We were talking about Minecraft, especially the Pocket Edition that has surpassed 30 million downloads. That is freaking crazy for a game. A game that was... Wow. It's just, how big does that game get? How much reach does that game have? 30 million downloads. It's 23 times hotter than the sun in summertime.
Wow.
Let's see. And it's on just about every damn device, which is probably why it's so, so popular. It's got saturation.
Yeah.
And then
it does have that.
There was a big story right after we got done with our 24-hour charity drive. There was another charity drive that was a big yearly charity drive that goes on from the guys guys that do Awesome Games Done Quick. They did a week-long charity drive, and they had a goal of $1 million raised for Beating Cancer, the Prevent Cancer Foundation. And what they do is they get the best speedrunners that they can find to play games really fast, and they will break games to do it, and they will use all the glitches and bugs that make things go really, really fast. I watched quite a bit of their thing. I saw a guy do a speed run of Dark Souls 2. And
That was on there?
Yep, and he did a speed run of that, and it was just under an hour and a half, complete.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, he knew
exactly... That's the guy that was... he probably did a lot of his upgrades during doors opening and stuff, too, didn't he?
Well, he did, he ran around naked most of the time, and only put on his armor when the boss souls were given to him. Did all the did all of his upgrades really, really quickly, and
He knew exactly where to jump, where to land, how to make certain things, you know, happen. And he beat the piss out of, you know, bosses that would just rape face on everybody else, including me. And that wasn't just the, yeah, that wasn't the other thing. I mean, they did Mega Man, they did Zeldas, they did, they had the worst game done quick, which was an old DOS game that, a town called Nowhere or something like that. It was terrible. This game was freaking bad, but they did it really, really quickly. But the big story is that they had that goal for $1 million. And on day six, when I stopped watching because I had other things I needed to do, they had $700,000, which is a damn achievement for, you know, for that. And there was people donating like hundreds of dollars here, a couple thousand dollars there, and it's all for a good cause. Well, in that last 24-hour stretch, they doubled, more than doubled that score and got $1,544,484.26. And wow. The single largest donation was from the Humble Bundle, which was, you know, they were doing Humble Bundle donated $191,547.21.
Jeez.
The average contribution was $39.66. The I know it was all done on Twitch, and I know that Twitch was doing a donation based on viewers. There was a point where they had tried to get as many viewers as possible. For every 1,000 viewers, they were going to give $10,000 as a donation. So, or it was something like that. Basically, they ended up with 100,000 viewers. So there was a, you know, well, yeah, it's 100,000 viewers. It was every 10,000 viewers, they were going to give $1,000. That's what it was. So they ended up doing a lot of, you know, getting a lot of money just from Twitch donating because there was a bunch of people watching this. So, if, you know, that's how donation drives are done. We did something very, very small in comparison. They did 160 playthroughs of games.
That's freaking insane.
Well, yeah, that's crazy. Crazy bad. They did some of my favorite games. They completely freaking destroyed some of the, you know, some of the classic Zeldas. They completely destroyed. It's a good channel to watch. Let's see. And if you get a chance, look up on YouTube, because they uploaded a video of this from early in the fundraiser. It is Tasbot, which is TASBOT, wins the internet. Just look it up, watch it.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it was pretty amazing.
It's a little slow to start, but they describe what they're doing, and there's a lot of videos from this year's fundraiser. So you just go watch that, watch those. But this particular video, just freaking, it's mind blowing what they can do with video games, and they wowed the crap out of me with this one. So definitely watch that.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I will say that
it's a little about slow halfway to start. Through
that 15-minute video, I really started realizing what they were doing, and then after that, it's like holy shit.
Yes, so it's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking amazing.
So there was that thing. I think we probably need to wrap up the show, though.
Yeah, it's getting late and
stuff. Class for you.
Well,
and then,
yeah.
So I was going to kind of bring this up. So we had our favorite three games, and we're just going to kind of go back to throwing out Facebook questions and Twitter questions. Mine in order were Wasteland 2, Dragon Age Inquisition, and what was the other one? 7 Days to Die. Yep. I think Jason, yours was
Call of Duty, Wolfenstein New Order, and South Park Stick of Truth.
And then what were your, Rusty?
Dragon Age Inquisition, Wasteland 2, Shadow of Mordor.
So, if you guys would, at facebook.com/tiltcast or twitter.com/tiltcast, or in the group at Tiltcast on Facebook, give us a reply to that question. We will post it before the episode goes live to give you a little bit of discussion. And we want you guys to tell us what your top three was. Because there were things, I know that there were some people wanting me to play JRPGs. I just don't do them. I mean, when it comes to things that I'm looking forward to, I'm sitting here on Twitch and Twitter and looking up Project Eternity, Torment, Tides of Numeria, I think, and Witcher 3. Those are my top three anticipated games for next year. More than a lot of other things, but like I'm really looking forward to those three RPGs.
Well, you should also throw in there the Wii U Zelda game, because that still looks fantastic.
It looks fantastic, but I'm pretty sure the other ones, well, I may find more enjoyment if Zelda's really empty.
Yeah, the
Pillars of Eternity looks fucking amazing. It's fixed perspective isometric RPG with a lot of art.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tides of Numeria is a fully 3D isometric RPG. Made by In Exile. They're both kind of the same vein, kind of Baldur's Gate-ish. Lots of text. Lots of differing quest lines, etc. Really deep RPGs. Done in an older school art style. And then, of course, Witcher 3, which is... I love Witcher.
Yes.
I played it in 3D, actually, this week.
You did?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out a way to get around NVIDIA's bullshit of, if you got a 3D TV, we're only going to do it in 720p, because my TV does. It's not the fake 3D. It's, what's the other one? The one where I have the electronic glasses.
Okay.
The one where it transmits 3D and 1080p.
Oh, okay.
So I have a 1080p 3D TV that does 3D and 1080p. It's just that
NVIDIA doesn't want to do it that way.
NVIDIA doesn't do that with HDTV, so I'm trying to find some kind of software. And I was looking all over the place for software, and I need to look even harder, but for software, do it in 1080p, because I really want to play Witcher 3 in 1080p. Because even at 720, like, I can still see some of the rough edges, even though it cranked everything way the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But in 3D, that was a totally different experience. This is like, holy fucking shit. I really need to get this in 1080p.
See, I'm just trying to get a 1080p TV. So that my fucking experience with my Xbox One doesn't look like shit. That, and it would be way easier for me to hook up my computer to the TV if it's 1080p.
Yeah. Anyways, refresh rates and such.
Find us at facebook.com/tiltcast. Of course, tiltcast.com. Search iTunes for Tiltcast as well as Stitcher. Look us up on twitter.com/tiltcast. And I think that's all the Tiltcast throws I can throw out there.
Right.
Find friends of the show for the love of gaming, Elseworlds Podcast, noquarters.net, TVGP, BMFcast.com, and TVGP.tv that do good things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to message us, you can always message us on Twitter or Facebook, and we will get your message.
Yep, we're gonna work out Twitch probably in the coming months, and what we'll end up doing for
follow the Twitter feed, because anytime we're on Twitch,
yep,
one of us will throw something up there. So if you're following us or put us on a list, then you'll see when we're doing Twitch gameplay. Just to kind of give you an idea, I think Twitter's the easier way, because you just, like, not that you can on Facebook, but if somebody's following you on Twitter, you can just click in. I'm playing this game at twitch.com/TheRealTiltcast.
Mm-hmm.
The Real Tiltcast. That's what we are on Twitch now, because I can't remember the password for Tiltcast. But, yeah, if you ever want to watch us do a stream on there, obviously follow us on Twitch and we'll post it there.
Yeah, we'll get that shit taken care of.
So, with that, that's the end of the show. We will see you guys next week, and it'll be a little bit longer show.
Yep. Peace.